SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he doesn't want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but he will if necessary. White House correspondent Glenn Clugston.
Donald Trump has long denounced American military intervention around the world. When it comes to Iran, he's not itching to start a war, but says the U.S. stands ready to act.
I'm not looking to fight, but if it's a choice between fighting and them having a nuclear weapon, you have to do what you have to do.
The president is adamant about preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon and says he remains undecided about ordering a military strike. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Iran's supreme leader rejecting U.S. calls for surrender in the face of more Israeli strikes and warns that any military involvement by the United States would, quote, cause irreparable damage to them. Well, the Senate holding a hearing Wednesday on former President Joe Biden's declining health during his presidency and the White House cover-up. Here's correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt says AutoPen was bigger than Watergate.
I think it's perhaps maybe the biggest scandal that was never recognized in American history.
Schmidt says it's still unclear exactly who was calling the shots during Biden's last 2 years, but he says the investigation is about more than just affixing blame.
We got to make sure this never happens again.
The committee room was largely empty as Democrats boycotted the hearing. Senator Schmidt was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Safety experts recommending the engines on Boeing's troubled 737 MAX airplanes be modified quickly to prevent smoke from filling the cockpit or cabin after a safety feature is activated following a bird strike. NTSB says two bird strikes involving Southwest planes a couple of years ago. One was in Havana, the other New Orleans. This is SRN News. More bad news from Nigeria.
Muslim extremists have massacred nearly 200 Christians in the rest of northern part of the country. It's just the latest outrage in a couple of decades of persecution brought by multiple Islamic extremist groups operating in Nigeria. The government has tried to bring the terrorists to heel, but many observers say it's been a half-hearted effort. Despite the large Christian population in Nigeria, most of its governing officials are Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
For the first time, an American is Pope. And a new AP North poll asking U.S. residents how they feel about that. Plenty of people making up their minds about Pope Leo XIV, but among those who do have an opinion, feelings about him are generally positive. Now, the survey finds 44% do have a favorable view of the pontiff. Similar percentage say they don't know enough about it to actually have an opinion. This is SRN News. Iconic team is changing hands.
The Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Los Angeles Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter, doing so with a franchise valuation of $10 billion, the most ever for a professional sports franchise. Jeannie Buss, whose family has had control of the Lakers since her father bought the team in 1979, intends to remain as governor. Walter is part of the ownership of many other franchises, including the Los Angeles Dodgers, Chelsea FC, the Los Angeles Sparks, and several auto racing teams. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
National Hurricane Center says Eric has now strengthened into a Category 3 hurricane. Could reach major strength by landfall later Thursday along southern Mexico's coast. Eric had maximum sustained winds Wednesday of 110 miles per hour. More details at srnnews.com.